Our third speaker this afternoon, William J. O'Neill of the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, has had a distinguished career and played a very important role in certainly some of the most exciting robotic missions in my lifetime. His assignments at JPL have included trajectory design and navigation for Surveyor, the first soft-landing lunar spacecraft, navigation chief of Mariner Mars 1971, the first spacecraft to orbit another planet, navigation chief for Viking, the first soft landings on Mars, and manager of the JPL Mission Design Department. He served as the science and mission design manager for Project Galileo during its development phase and was appointed the Galileo project manager. In February of this year, Mr. O'Neill was appointed chief technologist for the Mars Exploration Program at JPL. Recently, he led the Mars Sample Return Mission Architecture Study, and now he's leading the implementation planning for the Mars Sample Return Project, with the missions launched in 2003 and 2005 to return samples to the Earth in 2008. Bill O'Neill.
Thank you. At this podium in Australia, first of all, I want to very publicly acknowledge and thank CSIRO for their superb, timely modification of the Australian Park 64-meter radio astronomy antenna and the year of daily tracking of Galileo linked to this 70-meter DSN antenna near Canberra. It was Galileo's most crucial year for telemetry, and Parkes played a key role. I also want to thank all Australians for having their continent in the right place for tracking Galileo. Now to the subject of the plenary. We are entering a wonderful era. Planet Earth, that is we as a global scientific and technological community, is now embarked toward ambitious deep space exploration befitting our worldwide capabilities. We are stepping up to the challenge to understand our own solar system neighborhood and learning of neighboring solar systems. Plans for multinational exploration of Mars in the next decade are particularly exemplary. So where are we in deep space? The venerable Voyager is now communicating to Earth from farther than any prior spacecraft, continuously extending our intellectual reach into space. In this current decade of revival of deep space exploration, we have seen great successes, such as Magellan at Venus, Galileo. Oh, I got a little behind, but of course, this is a Galileo image of Australia, and that was the remark that the Australians did a fine job of putting the continent in the right place for us. So we have Magellan at Venus. We have Galileo at Jupiter, and the discovery of a strong evidence of a liquid water ocean in Europa and the real prospect of life therein here compared to the San Francisco Bay Area. Ulysses over the sun's poles, Hubble Space Telescope, and of course Pathfinder on Mars last summer, and the Lunar Prospector this year. NASA's Cassini orbiter, carrying ESA's Huygens Titan probe, is on the way to Saturn. The Mars Global Surveyor, in final arrow breaking, preparing for Mars mapping, has already returned fabulous images, such as this one of an ancient Mars riverbed. The Mars 98 climate orbiter is at Kennedy Space Center preparing for a December 10th launch, and its companion Mars 98 Polar Lander is to launch on January 3rd and land at 80 degrees south latitude on Mars. The Mars Surveyor O1 orbiter and lander are in development at Lockheed Martin Astronautics, and the lander will carry the first set of a series of experiments to specifically prepare for human missions to Mars. NASA and CNES are now working jointly on the first ever Mars sample return, with launches of landers and sample acquisition rovers in 2003 and 2005. The O5 launch is to be on an Ariane 5, also carrying a CNES Earth Return orbiter that will capture the sample canisters the NASA Mars Ascent rockets will launch from the O3 and O5 landers. Italy is proposing to provide drills for the landers to get samples from meters below the surface. ESA's Mars Express will launch an international payload in 2003. Russia is studying a Phobos sample return. Japan's Nozomi is in Earth orbit to depart for Mars in December. NEAR is en route to the first asteroid rendezvous. CONTOUR, the comet nucleus tour, is in development. Deep Space One, the first of the new Millennium missions, launches this month to demonstrate deep space solar electric propulsion and autonomous navigation and other technologies. Stardust launches in February to bring comet dust to Earth. Deep Space Four, Champollion, and Rosetta are being developed to land on comets. Solar Probe, Europa Orbiter, and the Pluto Kuiper Express are in development. This week at the Congress, we also heard about Mercury orbiters and remote probes and a Europa sample return mission and about solar electric propulsion for deep space and, even more exciting, nuclear reactors in space for power and propulsion. The great observatories AXAF and CERTIF are preparing to join Hubble Space Telescope. And the Space Interferometry Mission and Terrestrial Planet Finder searches begin in the next decade. And certainly humans can explore Mars within the generation. It is a realizable dream that in the second decade of the next century, Ms. Sojourner Truth will inspect the Sojourner rover on Mars that is named for her great-great-great-grandmother. Thank you.